From Spark and Anvil and MathLore, this is Knot and Dozen in Chapter 1 of the MathLore cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
For a long time, Knot the Snail and Dozen the Squirrel had worked in different corners of the MathLore hall and had not thought of themselves as a pair at all. One told the story of nothing, the other the story of bundles. But the hall keeper had noticed something they hadn't, and one afternoon she set them at the same low table together. Dozen told the story of bundling, how counting big means grouping into bundles, and how different peoples chose different bundle sizes, 10, 20, 60. Knot told the story of nothing, how bold people in India and among the Maya gave the empty place a name, zero. The children had heard both stories and thought them separate. So the hall keeper handed the pair one number to build together and asked them to show why the two stories were really one.
Dozen went first, gathering acorns into bundles. "Watch me build a number," she said. "We bundle by 10, so one big bundle of 100, no bundles of 10, and 5 loose ones." She laid them out, 100 here, a gap in the middle, 5 ones there. In my head, that's clear. 100, no tens, 5, 105. She wrote the digits, leaving the tens place empty. 1, 5. The children read it. 15, they said. Dozen blinked. No, 105. But on the paper, with the empty tens place just left blank, it truly did read 15. Her whole clever bundle system had for a moment fallen apart. "Oh," she said quietly, "the gap. I left the gap empty, and now no one can tell my 100 from a 10.
Knot, who had been overlooked in his corner as usual, slid slowly forward. "That gap," he said gently, "is where I live." He took his chalk and set a single zero into the empty tens place. 1, 0, 5. There. The zero doesn't count anything. It just says, plainly, this place is empty, but it is still a place. Now the one knows it's 100, because the zero is holding the tens open beneath it. 105, 105. The children read it right this time, and there was a small, delighted hush, because they had just watched a number fall down and be stood back up by nothing. "So your bundles need my nothing," said Knot, a little wondering. "A base only works if there's a zero to hold the empty places."
The hall keeper smiled and slid the chalk to a boy. "Your turn. Build me 203. 200s, no tens, 3 ones. Bundle it like Dozen and place the zero like Knot." The boy did it slowly. 200s. He wrote a 2. No tens, so he paused, remembering, and set a 0 in the tens place. 0 to hold the empty tens. And 3 ones. He wrote a 3. 203. He read it back. 203. And if I'd left the tens blank, he tried it. 23. Wrong. The 0 is the only thing keeping it a 200. His eyes went wide. The big, clever bundling only works because of the little zero. "There it is," said Dozen, warm with surprise. "That's the whole of it," said Knot. "Dozen's bundles are the grand idea. Group and group the groups. But a grand idea full of empty places needs nothing named to hold those places open. That's why the peoples who made great number systems, in India, among the Maya, needed a zero to make them work. Without me, the bundles collapse. Without the bundles, I've nothing to hold. We only work together."
After that, Knot and Dozen taught the last kits of the term side by side, and the children stopped thinking of zero and place value as two separate stories. They came to see them as one, the grand idea of bundling and the humble essential mark that holds its empty places open, each useless without the other. The lesson the two of them hope the children carry is not only about numbers.
It is that the biggest, cleverest ideas so often depend on a small, quiet, easily overlooked thing to hold them together, and that the overlooked thing is not less important for being small. Sometimes nothing, given a name, is exactly what everything else was waiting for. When the hall empties, Dozen tidies her acorns into bundles of 10 and Knot settles into the little gap between them, holding the place open. And the two of them, the grand bundler and the humble nothing, feel the matched, glad surprise of a pair who thought their stories were separate and found out they were two halves of how the whole world learned to count.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Knot and Dozen. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.